The Eroticus Power Press presents Lola Divina reading excerpts from Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, a self-help book for sex workers.
Hi there, I'm Lola Divina, and today I'll be reading The Biz, an introduction. Hi, sexy. Saturday nights at the Lusty Lady, the private pleasures booth was my bitch. A precursor to camming, the booth hosted individual sex shows. Built to look like the Amsterdam's red light district, it was made of lucite with curtains for privacy. One side faced out onto the Lusty's common area, so anyone could walk by, tap on the window, and stare. The booth was the jungle. So many lines of power were on display there. Desire, aggression, resentment, greed, domination, menace. Many lusties would never go near it. It was more than a little nuts to be locked in a plastic box, enticing strangers to pay to watch them masturbate. I loved it, though, and was a good earner. Management scheduled me every Saturday to work the longest and most grueling shift in the Lusty calendar, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. 6 hours of facing drunken hordes spilling out of the surrounding North Beach nightclubs, cruising for a thrill. Sides of myself I didn't even know I possessed would show up on those nights as packs of men strolled by my window, stopping to leer and jeer, ordering me to show them my ass. Naturally adverse to any kind of confrontation here in the real world, in the booth, I was a warrior. I'd morph into a wild child, comedian, carnival barker, lounge crooner, bully. Armed with a microphone, armored in my lingerie, I was cruel in the knowledge I could have anyone bounced in a second, which I did some nights just to prove I could. Pickled in rage and glee, I'd pick out the rowdiest member in a pack and bait him until he pissed me off. Then I'd call security, waving and singing as he was escorted out. We can't have a serious discussion about staying sane in the sex industry if we don't first acknowledge just how crazy it can be. Competitive, cutthroat, often scammy, constantly changing. Disorientation, overstimulation, and altered states aren't bugs. They're features. It can make it hard to feel centered and safe for sex workers and clients alike. In this next section, I'll discuss doing this work with clarity, visualizing what we want and working towards it, honing our image, making ourselves available, showing up all the way. And if that doesn't work, knowing when it's time to make a change. I'll specifically address technology, since this brave new online world we encounter every day is rarely a safe place. Then I'll expose marketing myths that are easy to fall into. Much of what follows is directed to the self-employed. However, since we all develop working personas, calibrate how real we want to be, and manage emotional downturns, my hope is everyone can get something from my advice.
You've been listening to Thriving in Sex Work, heartfelt advice for staying sane in the sex industry, available in paperback and as an ebook. Learn more at loladivina.com. You can follow Lola on Twitter and Facebook. For Lola Divina, I'm Felicia Gotthelf. Until next time, be sweet to yourself.